Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. 132 years ago this month, as Utahns were converging on Salt Lake City, eager to attend the LDS Church's General Conference, a powerful blast rocked the northern part of the city, shattering windows, demolishing buildings, and sending people scurrying for cover. Some city residents, angered by the continued presence of federal troops in Utah, thought the explosion was the work of commanders at Fort Douglas, who, they surmised, had issued an order to bombard the city and exterminate the Mormons. Only when things had finally quieted down and crowds began fanning out to investigate the blast was the true source of the destruction discovered. Climbing Arsenal Hill, now Capitol Hill, in search of an explanation for the explosion, curious onlookers found that the powder magazines that once crowned the hill had detonated, leaving only a few craters. Observers also witnessed something far more grisly. Strewn about the hill were scraps of clothing and human remains, some up to a half mile from the site of the blast. According to historical sources, the deaths of four people were blamed on the explosion. The bodies of two teenage boys, Charles Richardson and Frank Hill, were never found. Three-year-old Joseph Radden was cut down when a rock ripped through his chest, and a pregnant woman named Mary Jane Van Natta was felled by a flying boulder. Other stories of the Arsenal Hill incident included hair-raising accounts of rocks hurtling through houses, sometimes smashing into just vacated rooms and tables. An investigation of the tragedy concluded that the explosion was caused by a burning wad from a gun, perhaps fired by victim Charles Richardson, who had taken a gun with him to Arsenal Hill. According to a troop of boys who had been playing baseball near the magazines that day, a small cluster of young men had been hanging around the area, shooting at flocks of geese. In the end, close to 500 tons of rock and other debris had rained down on Salt Lake as a result of the explosion. Leaders of the LDS Church still held conference, though nearly 1,000 panes of glass on the north face of the tabernacle had shattered, forcing them to have the holes covered with cloth. According to historian Melvin Bayshore, the destruction was so widespread that a Civil War veteran exclaimed that Salt Lake looked worse than the city of Fredericksburg, Virginia, after several days of artillery bombardment. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council and the Mountain West Center for Regional Studies, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.